NFL to get started. Today, we'll get back to your phone calls at 404-726-0929, talking Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons. What should this team do? Are the coaches going to be able to right the ship with eight games left and the playoffs seemingly growing further and further out of reach? To talk about all that and more, let's welcome in our good buddy Greg Allman, Fox Sports NFL national writer. Greg, let's start here in Atlanta. Things are about as dire as they can get. What have you made over the last couple of weeks watching this team sort of spiral down with their trajectory and the quarterback play sort of crumble right before our eyes, unfortunately?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is they're just an uneven team. You know, you think about the highs, you think about the lows, and they're certainly capable of both. Unfortunately, they're not consistent enough to make those highs happen. You know, they've had some big wins. You think about beating Buffalo, that's not an easy thing to do. But then, you know, to lose the way they lost to Carolina, two of those losses you can probably write off to your kicker almost, but that's a problem they haven't solved, and it's going to continue to be a problem, and the rest of the team isn't good enough to overcome that.
So when it comes to the rest of the division, just to put it in perspective, they have their second and final game with the Panthers, who are somehow 5-3, Greg, on Sunday. Yep. But if they don't win this one, they essentially, for all intents and purposes, would bury themselves in the South.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting to the point where they, you know, you're third and you got tiebreakers working against you. Everything's still in play for them. But, you know, if they can get the Bucs in the second game, that take care of that. I mean, it's there, and the losses for the most part that they've had have been close losses. You think about Carolina, that wasn't. But, you know, they're a missed point away from doing something in Berlin that would have been impressive. It just didn't. So, like I said, I think it's one of those where the record is perilous, but I think they have to right now just tell themselves that they've been in most of these losses, and it doesn't take that much to turn close losses into close wins.
What is the state of the Bucs right now? Tough loss to the Patriots, injuries all season long, but they remain one of the best teams in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where, you know, they're definitely probably most defined by their injuries right now. I mean, offensively, to be, you know, without Bucky Irving, who's their best running back, to be out, you know, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Jalen McMillan, that's three of their top four receivers. Still down two offensive linemen that would be starting on this team. So, I mean, both their guards are essentially practice squad players right now. So, I mean, there's injuries all over, but I think that's kind of limited them. I think if they can get through the next two, you know, you're at Buffalo and you're at the Rams. That's the two toughest games left on their schedule. To even split that would be outstanding for them. But I think they know their last six games are against lesser competition. They get the Panthers twice. I think if things go well, they won't really have as much on the line for that. You know, it's one of those where they can get to, I think they get the Panthers week 16 and week 18. So you just have to hope that the Panthers have stumbled enough, like they did against the Saints on Sunday, to where that's not an issue and there's not a division on the line when those two square off.
Whipping around the NFL with our buddy Greg Allman, Fox Sports national NFL writer. Make sure you check him out there. Big Blue making a big decision. Brian Daboll will not be back for now. GM Joe Shane is going to remain in place. How attractive is that job with Jackson Dart at quarterback?
I think it's a fairly attractive job. I mean, you think about not just Jackson Dart in place. You think about, I mean, this guy they don't have right now, but I mean, you have Malik Nabers next year. You're going to have Cam Scatabone next year. You're going to have a lot better things in place. There's cap space. You think about the defensive front.
Burns is done. Thibodeau's back. There's pieces that are there. It's in a tough division. You know, I think they've let games get away from them, and that's why Brian Daboll's out of a job. It complicates things if the GM is there. I don't know. GM might be involved in the search. I don't know if he'll be involved after the search. That's still kind of a murkiness that needs to be cleaned up. And that could impact, honestly, the coaches they get, just because you don't know. If you're coming in with a GM that is wobbly, it kind of affects who the next GM might be, and that might not be as loyal to you if it's not the guy that hired you.
A team that the NFC South has to worry about is the Seattle Seahawks. How surprised are you at how good Sam Darnold is and how good they are?
They're outstanding. I mean, the Bucs went up there and won, and they won despite giving up touchdowns on five consecutive drives. I mean, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is one of the best, if not the best, all-around receiver in the league this year. He's just so consistently making plays, piling up yards, touchdowns. The defense is solid. You know, I think Clint Kubiak has come in. I mean, this is a guy that's on his, like, fourth team in 4 years, but has really found himself. added some pieces. So, no, they're impressive. I think them and the Rams, it's such a good game because, I mean, those are maybe two of the top two, three teams in the NFL, and only one of them gets a division title. I mean, you're going to have, it's kind of like the NFC North was last year. You're going to have a really good team that's a wild card and a five seed, the lesser of those two.
If Mike McDaniel loses his job with the Dolphins, they've had a couple of nice wins over the last few weeks, including versus the Falcons, where they dominated them 34-10. But if Mike McDaniel is let go, do you expect both he and Brian Daboll to be back on staffs as offensive coordinators quickly?
Yeah, I don't know what'll happen there. That's a tough one to shake out, honestly. It's one of those where it sounded like the ownership was certainly behind him. They've had some impressive wins where, again, I mean, a lot of people had left them for dead, and now they've won, you know, they might end up being a 5 or 6 win team. So that's probably one where I think the head coach has a better chance than people realize, and there's more on the line. I mean, the Bucs go down there in week 17, and again, that looked like a game that was easy to write off. 3 or 4 weeks ago, and now it seems like a tougher one.
All right, so as we look at the rest of the landscape here, talking with Greg Allman, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Fox Sports national writer, there are a couple of teams that are sort of on the verge of being a contender or pretender. One that I like to pick people's brains about because I'm fascinated by them. We just saw them be stifled on offense again. That's the Green Bay Packers. Greg, they're sort of a Jekyll and Hyde when it comes to their offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think the record I posted last night, I mean, the Packers are 1-3 in games in which they hold teams to 16 points or less. And I think the rest of the NFL is like 61-5, you know, I mean, it's just unheard of. And it's funny because I don't think that people going into the year would have said LaFleur and Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, that's going to be the weak side. That's going to be the side that's holding them back. But it really has been. I think Jeff Hafley's done a great job with that defense. Obviously, you get Micah Parsons right for the season. That helps things. But they've not been a consistent offense. They don't have Tucker Kraft the rest of the year. It seems like they have about six number two receivers, but nobody that can really step up and take the lead. They've dealt with injuries on the line. So they're a curious team. I mean, they had come out of the gates, what, 5-1-1? And I think people thought they might be the team to beat in that division. And now Detroit has looked more like Detroit of a year ago, and Green Bay has stumbled. So that NFC North, especially with Chicago coming on, Minnesota getting McCarthy back, and they're probably a little bit more. I don't know. They're probably still on the outside looking in there, but that's still a really nasty division, and I think they've got it stacked where, like, four of the last 6 weeks are all division games.
When I look at a team like the Cardinals, they're fascinating to me because now it seems like Jacoby Brissett is the man with Kyler Murray hitting the injured list again. But if he goes somewhere else in the offseason, Greg, do you think he can find a home as a starter, or is this guy going to be destined for backup duty?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with Kyler is that there's so much money owed to him. You know, I think it's one of those where it's a little bit like the Falcons and Cousins, where I think if they were to find a taker, Arizona would probably have to eat some of that salary to get him to go somewhere else. I mean, there's talk about Kyler. I mean, would Kyler want to move forward if he knows he's a backup somewhere? I mean, Kyler's 29. He could still go to baseball if he wanted to. I mean, this is one of those where he's probably as hard to predict as anybody. He's kind of in that Russell Wilson territory where your salary is such an albatross that it makes it harder to deal you. You might get to the point where Arizona just walks away from him. And even then, I don't know that he goes to a place, and I don't know that he would go in knowing he's a starter. He's probably going to have to go somewhere and hold off a rookie or beat out a middling quarterback situation there. He's kind of burned out his window as a presumed starter and a guy that would go somewhere and know he can take over a team just because it's just been ineffective for so long. He's losing out to Jacoby Brissett.
Do you think if the season continues to tank in Pittsburgh, this could finally be where the separation is with Mike Tomlin?
It could. I mean, it's one of those where he's had such a sustained run of good teams, above 500 teams, and making the playoff teams, but so little postseason success in terms of deep playoff runs, has done this with multiple quarterbacks now. This was kind of an all-in type year to acquire some of the veterans they did to build around Aaron Rodgers. You know, Baltimore has certainly surged back where I think, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, they didn't look like a playoff team. Now they're kind of taking control of things and looking a lot sharper that way. So no, Pittsburgh, I mean, the next 2 months could turn things in a number of different ways. I mean, Mike Tomlin, I think if Mike Tomlin were done in Pittsburgh, you know, he'd have 10 NFL teams that were calling him the next day. But it's definitely hitting a point where, you know, if he's not taking that next step that they needed this franchise to take to get back to, you know, the second weekend of the playoffs and some relevance there, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Before I let you go, Joe Burrow expected to return by Thanksgiving. That's the latest report. Is there a shot that he can resurrect the Bengals, or are they too far gone?
I don't think so. I mean, their defense is just terrible. You know, I mean, it's one of those where that's held them back. We kind of knew it would. They put all that money into keeping the offense intact and keeping Burrow and the receivers and all that. And there's just, you know, they have a defense that's given up, you know, not record numbers, but 30 points a game. So I think it's great that Burrow's back, and it'll be a great storyline if he can make a charge and make them competitive in December and January. But I don't know that it turns into a playoff berth.
Greg, appreciate the time as always. We'll check you out at Fox Sports. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care, man. Have a good night.
All right. That is Greg Allman there. When we get back, we'll continue to take your calls. 404-726-0929. If you're on hold, stay there. You'll be first up. If not, grab a line. 404-726-0929. The Atlanta Falcons have 8 games to fix Michael Penix Jr. They have 8 games to try to save their season. Can this coaching staff put together a desperation plan, because that's what it is, it's desperation time, and both save Michael Penix Jr. and save the season? We'll do that, plus 5 Falcons true and false questions. Coming up next to close out the 7 p.m. hour on Chris Thomas Tonight.